Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Thank you again, Amy Winehouse, for the music for this segment. You had, obviously, a meltdown, and the stock market worldwide is in the throes of one right now. This is Bruce Allen, and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Jim Scheinberg is my guest for Family Financial Matters. Jim is the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He's been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years. And he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well, so I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Hey there, Bruce.
Well, Amy Winehouse in the stock market. It's all tragic right now, and I can't help but ask you to give a little feedback and thoughts, maybe a little less directly on Amy Winehouse and more on what the heck is going on.
She was a horrible stock picker, from what I understand.
Well, I don't know, but right now I am worried about those stocks that I have, and I know certainly our listeners and my readers are, and I would like you to please comfort me before I panic.
Well, I don't know if I can comfort you before you panic, but I can tell you that panicking is very normal and a normal human emotion exactly at this point in time in the cycle.
So I can scream and it won't.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right.
By all means. So anybody who's panicking out there, anybody who's scared, anybody who's worried, my comment to you, and this is devoid of any of the facts or pseudo facts that might be underpinning this over 300 points.
I don't want facts. I want to be told lies that'll make me sleep at night.
Right. Exactly. Well, it's a normal human emotion to make you scared and contemplate change / possibly getting out or reducing when markets do this, just like it is a normal human emotion when markets are going up and people want to get in and they get greedy.
And don't sell when they should.
Right, exactly. And so I just want to remind everybody, who, because I know everybody listens every single week to the show, so they
especially
may remember, of course, especially my segment, but they may remember that we've talked time and time again about plans and why we have plans. The whole reason we have plans is so when days like this and, you know, weeks or a couple of weeks in a row like this come along, we get to go back to our plans and remember that they were very well thought out and that they expected this kind of turmoil. And in actuality, this kind of turmoil is 100% completely normal in bull markets, in markets that go up. In my career, in the years that I've been doing this since 1990, I believe that there have been, I think all but six or seven of those years where there hasn't been at least a 10% correction. Those are normal years.
And we're experiencing 10% right now in the last couple of weeks.
We're right at about 10% right here. And so, again, we call 10% a correction, not a bear market. And so it feels scary when it happens. And by the way, and everybody says every single time, and you and I have talked about this on the show before, you can go back every single year, going back into the 70s and look at magazine covers, and it always seems like the sky is falling at least once a year. That's what the magazines are there to do. They're there to sell you on the concept that things might be scary out there, and that's what sells eyeballs and TV stations and magazines and gets you reading blogs, et cetera, et cetera. But the reality is that the situation that we're facing right now is all too normal. And when I say normal, I mean we are dealing with normal stuff. Now,
well, it isn't normal, the financial reports we're getting out. It is normal, I suppose, that there's an up and down in financial reports.
Absolutely. And
but
that
this is a pretty long string of bad news.
Well, it is and it's not. You've got to remember the last long string of bad news that we got was that the sky was falling with the debt ceiling, and somehow, magically, earlier this week, we managed to avert the catastrophic default that was predicted for weeks and weeks by the media that pushed the market down the first major leg. Now all of a sudden, these very raw nerves of investors get a big, huge news story about the debt situation in Europe, and fear, which is already dialed up, gets another round. And so the thing that we have to do is we have to remember that our media sources aren't always working in our best interest for our financial portfolios. They're working in their best interest to get you watching, A, and B, just trying to make the story. I mean, that's what a journalist is doing. They're trying to find and make the story. That's what they do. A slow news day is a bad news day. And so remember the source and remember the magnitude. We are still dealing with the same constructive positive that were in place just a few weeks ago when the market was challenging its highs, and we're not dealing with a lot of new negative information. What we are dealing with is the after effects of the pause, if you will, that happened when everybody was worried that we were going to go into default. We are also dealing with the after effects of the Japanese earthquake.
I understand. It's just so ironic that we actually finally reach an agreement and the news that follows and the market reaction is almost instantly more bad news.
Well, and certainly in the first few days since we reached agreement, that is definitely the case. But again, we're only a few days and a few percentage points past that. And so we need to make sure that we broaden our perspective, we check our plans. That's why you need to have a plan. If you don't have a plan, today's a great day to say, you know what, maybe I need to get a plan. That thing that Jim Scheinberg's been saying for the last few months on the radio, well, honey, maybe it's time to go and actually get a plan with somebody. Because a day like this, if you have a good plan, and you called me this morning, you said, hey, is this a good time to buy? Which, by the way, is a great perspective, because that's not the herd mentality. That's the contrarian mentality. Whether you do or not, it's good to ask those contrarian questions on a day like today. Plain and simple, get a plan if you don't have a plan, because on a day like today, when your nerves are raw and your fear is high, that's the day that you can come back and say, wait a minute. We're diversified. We had a good thought-out plan, a well-thought-out plan, I should say, and we're just going to stick to it because, like I said, 10% corrections are normal in normal up years in the market. We had a 13% correction last summer, 13. This is only 10, but every time you're in it, wow, it feels worse than the last time, right?
Actually, we'll this see. One doesn't feel worse. It just feels like, ugh, I'm tired of it already. I'd like to feel that our economy was recovering and we weren't just getting hype, and that's what it feels like to me. But we are nearly out of time, and speaking of hype, you have a newsletter that is actually not the least bit hype-oriented, but I couldn't resist. I want my listeners to know how to get your quite informative, knowledgeable, and well thought out and researched and easy to read newsletter. So would you share that, please?
Well, we just published our last newsletter back just about a week and a half ago, so it's still hot off the presses and everything in there is still pertinent, even though the world seems to be falling apart for this particular minute. Send us an email at info@n, as in the direction north, pier, like fishing pier, .com. That's info@npier.com. You can also reach us on Bruce Allen's radio webpage. That's bruceallen.com, and everybody, of course, knows that because they go there all the time.
That is info@npier.com. Speaking of information, Jim, we are overdue for our personal quarterly breakfast. So let's,
actually, I think we're right on time.
Well, no, I mean we're overdue as far as scheduling it.
Right. Exactly.
So let's do that. I do practice what Jim preaches. And we meet regularly, but we don't meet too often. So it's enough to keep things on track and not enough to make his life miserable dealing with my emotions. So thank you, Jim, for your Rock of Gibraltar support. And thank you for all the good counsel in this segment. We will be back with some closing remarks. It is time for another break. This is Bruce Allen of The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
Accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.